Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Good evening, good morning, good night, and welcome back. We are back. Spieth is back. Dan's beard is back. Everything's back. Episode 102 of the Go Get That Pod. It's been 2 months. It's been a long time. We're excited and not excited at the same time to be back. Hopefully, we make it through the week mentally. I know we usually have the prep every week. Like, it's sadness to sadness to sadness to sadness. But this week, it's been 2 months since we've had to deal with Mr. Spieth on the golf course. So, should be... Is fun the right word to use?
I mean, you talk about it like it's a chore.
It's not a chore by any means.
I mean,
talking about it is not a chore. Watching the round, yes.
Let's be serious here. The vibes are very high. The Dolphins and the Rangers playing great. Michigan, as we can see by Dan's name, massive win in the game. My Ravens are top in the AFC, so we got to bring it back down to earth. And lo and behold, Jay Spieth is back to do just that.
Hopefully. Yep. He's somewhere in between Michigan and Mac Jones. Somewhere in between there.
That's quite a gap.
Well, and I think somehow Spieth.
Where would you compare on just like an overall success level? M. Jones? Mr. Day.
Well, see, Mr. Day. You're talking our day, I assume.
Our day.
Has accomplished quite a bit, except beat Michigan since this in the Stallions era. So I'll put our day here, and I'll put M. Jones here, and I'll put B. Belichick at my feet.
Yeah.
And I'm a massive 6'8", so he's way down there.
Is B. Belichick a... Had his run.
Let's just say I hope B. Belichick is a Commander after the end of this season.
Speaking of the Commanders, the Dolphins play the Commanders this week, I believe.
I know. I started Tua in fantasy.
Good.
Because L. Jackson is on bye.
He is. Yeah. Deserved bye for L. Jackson.
Congrats. Speaking of that, it is kind of crazy how high all of our sports lives are right now. Thanks, Spieth, for coming in to surely continue that.
If he loses to Tiger this week, come on.
What if it's Tiger 1, Spieth 2?
See, here's the thing.
Well, then
I've been proven wrong too many times. Does Tiger show up here if he's not going to come up with like a T7 and just like give everyone hope for like a Masters victory? I don't know.
He said he's rusty, and Spieth said he's optimistic. So therefore, Tiger by 8. that's the only way it goes this week, I think.
Well, we can start here by talking about the media today, because I just like it feels like everything that comes out of Mr. Spieth's mouth right now in this state of where his game's at is the wrong thing we want to hear.
Yeah, you could say that. I think it's just all the similar. It's the same stuff.
Yeah, it's same stuff.
We can start with the big thing was he got hurt again.
Yeah, with a toaster. Let's not leave out the toaster.
with the toaster. Injury. So first it was playing with Sammy, and then it's feeding Sammy.
Yeah.
Do with that what you will. Anyway, that's brutal. If he's playing with his kid and making toast, and the wrist just like takes him out for 2 weeks. I mean, what if he's just, you know, floating on a pool noodle in Dallas and there goes the wrist on April 1. What are we get like?
Like how hard is it to just ask Sammy to I mean Annie to make the toast? Like I don't like why are we risking our why are we breaking our wrist before
a piece of toast? I don't know. It's
like
it just,
that can wait for your 50s.
Yeah. It's like how DJ fell down the stairs at Augusta or Finau like popped his ankle out at
honestly with Spieth, I think we just need to ban all hazards, like no stairs. Let's get him a ranch.
Well, I kind of think we just like, hey, see ranch. It's Speaking of ranch, we could just get him a brace, and he wears that when he's not playing.
Yeah, for sure.
Put him in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Well, did he? I didn't watch the full interview. Did he say that like he's fine?
Or yes. That? Yeah.
I remember reading somewhere that he still feels like he's 100% healthy.
To give him the benefit of the doubt, I believe he said it happened like very, very shortly after the Ryder Cup. And then he took a couple weeks off because of it, which would leave about 5 to 6 weeks between fully healthy and here. And he did say he has been working, which we will.
And you would have taken those 2 to 3 weeks off regardless. So
congrats to the pro golfer for practicing.
The next thing I want to touch on was how Mother Nature is determining how much he practices in the off season.
Boy,
that was ridiculous.
Well, I think I can't remember where he said it, but I feel like he mentioned he thought about maybe spending like part of his winter in Florida in the future because of the Dallas Decembers. Will he actually do it? Probably not, because that's a weird relocation for the kids for a month. But
I'm in Arizona.
Go play with the new Live player Rom, I guess. So
yeah, go play with
Arizona closer to Texas than Florida.
Has to be.
These are the hard
Texas to Phoenix is only like 1 hour and 20 flight, and I believe it's like 3.5 across the country.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up my map real quick. I mean,
in the meantime,
depends where you're going, Florida. I'd say Arizona is probably a touch closer.
Yeah, but I guess it doesn't matter too much.
Correct. He's not going anywhere.
His private jets.
Why not just an afternoon in Tampa? Why not just an afternoon at the range in Tampa? You can be.
You mean the 16th tee at the Innisbrook Resort?
Let's just take off. You'll be home for dinner. Idea. Sammy will be waiting for you on the front steps, like
with a piece of toast. Yeah. toast. I will say because I know the interview was pretty classic stuff, and maybe we've just been gone for 2 months. I don't know, Jordan, your thoughts on this yet either, but it seemed like he seems optimistic about his game, and he said he was closer. It just the way he described some things are like giving me a little bit of hope. But is this the same hope that I've had for 3 years?
Do we even over under count on the amount of times Mr. Spieth has used the word close in the last
years? But this time it was very, very close.
I'd like to hear close now and not in February, I guess.
Yeah. And he did say he was trying to get ready by the century.
But like what's the mindset of I want my game to be good by January 1st, but if it doesn't get there till January 15th, that's okay. Fine.
That's an extra 2 weeks because he's probably not playing Farmers.
But if it's not there January 1st, the odds are it probably won't be there January 15th.
You're not going from it's not there to winning a golf tournament on January 15th.
What I'm excited about this week, though, is I don't know if they've had TourCast before.
I don't think they do have TourCast.
I believe so.
So that means probably Bet365.
So there will be strokes gain data, which is also nice. Granted, it's only a 20-person
field. It could be very good or very bad.
Yeah, so it could be all over the place, but it'll at least be like, hey. I mean, it's one thing if Spieth misses a bunch of putts because he's still in the recession, but you know, if there's some positive trends with the ball striking, I think that's at least a good sign that he and Cam are doing some good work.
Mr. McCormick's in the Bahamas as well. We should report that. Mr. Griller, not in the Bahamas.
Not in the Bahamas. Hold on. Who's before on we touch on that, can we bring in a shots gained to hoods metric for an event like this? It is his tournament after all, and I feel like that's something I would want to know. I want to know how Spieth is comparing to old man Woods right now, because that would be very, very telling to where his game's at.
I mean, we'll get that data. We will get that data.
I think we will. We'll get a comparison. I bet if you had to set a line on Spieth versus Woods round one, what are the odds there?
I think Woods will play well in the first round, honestly.
I think Woods could outplay Spieth this week.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you watch Woods' press conference, he looked
like
scary.
A man. Yeah.
He's winning a golf tournament this year if he stays healthy. I'm booking it.
That's crazy.
And all of us are by no means Tiger Woods glazers, but like at all.
No.
Well, that's
so
what I'm
for us to be saying this is it's very unbiased.
Like, it's been a long time since I've heard
like
Tiger this optimistic.
The foreplay pod is already like, oh my God, Tiger's going to do all this. And they were, I think what bothers me about some of their stuff is that
some
like Dan Rappaport's like, oh, it's an amazing week if he beats two dudes. But then the rest of them are like, oh my God, he's going to win. So then when he finishes 17th, they still say, oh, it's an amazing week. And it's like, no, you predicted him. Riggs has him finishing fifth this week. You predicted him to finish fifth. And then when he finishes T18 with Stenson.
Keep in mind. And don't get me wrong, I like Barstool, but those are credentialed journalists at all four majors.
Tough look.
Yeah.
Well, they make excellent content. They know the game. And
it's no means hating on foreplay. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. They take it to a different level. I don't really want to see all that stuff. Let me just appreciate Tiger for what he is. Like, they've kind of almost a little bit ruined rooting for Tiger. A little bit.
Honestly, I don't know. Because I've never been someone to root for Tiger. There's very little people I'd root for Tiger over. But recently, just like the soft spot, because like there's so much hype surrounding it, like when he plays, kind of like gives me a reason to root for him. But at the same time, if he was coming down the stretch with even like Billy Horschel, I think I'd be rooting for Horschel just to see the fans. You know what I mean?
React
like
to
all
Tiger.
Those Tiger fans get down by Billy Horschel.
Yeah,
that's what I feel. And you're right. I feel like that's part of it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, well, what do you got? Like, what do you think Tiger finishes this week? I see him at like 14th.
See him around 10th, like around middle of the pack.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
I mean, this is a really good field. Like,
yeah,
there's just some dudes in this field who I don't see him losing to. I think he played this event. I mean, it's obviously his event, but I think he played it a few years ago and it didn't go very well.
Yeah. I mean, I heard Morikawa hasn't practiced until today.
Yeah. I'll take a Morikawa who hasn't practiced over a Tiger who hasn't practiced.
It's just scary that we're looking at this field and we're like, Jordan Spieth is one of the least intimidating players on this list.
Well, he didn't win this year.
He didn't. He mentioned that though, which was nice. Good. Still gave himself a B.
wouldn't have been shocked if he was like, well, I did win off the course this year.
Yeah. just wait till he gives himself an A- actually for winning the Hero World Challenge this week, or like
Hero
a
World Challenge and changes it to an A-.
A third place gets it up to a B+ or something.
Yeah,
sign up for a win.
It's kind of crazy because he's like 16th in the world now.
Not this again.
It's pretty accurate.
It's and Datagolf has him what, 30 something?
30th. Pulling up 30th, yes, on the dot.
Wow.
Nikolai Højgaard is one spot above him.
I mean, Højgaard did win.
Big man Bobby Mack?
Datagolf hates McIntyre. he's 150th in the Datagolf rankings.
My goodness. Yeah, but I mean,
JT passed him again. Interesting.
In data golf?
Yeah, I guess JT did play one event. He played it pretty well. Spieth hasn't played in 2 months.
Did JT play the Fortnite?
JT hits the range when he shoots at 80.
I mean, Spieth hits the range. We saw that at the PGA.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. But
he doesn't post about it because it's bad for the camp.
Yeah, we see JT. Cause, I mean, JT is very active on social media. Spieth is not active on social media.
Yeah. Let's wait till JT has a kid to take care of instead of just Franklin, his dog.
Franklin's a good boy.
Franklin. Franklin does look like a good boy. That's funny. But it should. What's the TV coverage this week?
It's not very good.
Yeah,
it's rough.
I mean, it's 5 hours on the weekends.
Tiger's in the field too, so we're not going to see a certain someone very much. I don't think at all, unless he's in the contention.
Well, his group. I think his group is right behind Tiger on Thursday, right?
That's a good question.
I mean, I remember in 21 when he was with Bryson.
He's a couple groups behind Tiger.
Okay. Like, I remember them showing Bryson, and he and Spieth were the same score, and they still didn't show Spieth, and that was funny.
And that makes sense, though.
And then that's where I claimed Bryson moved the needle more than Spieth. But,
Bryson's second... no longer on the tour.
Yeah, second to last pairing, so there could be some shots on Thursday. Although it is, coverage doesn't start until 2 hours into his round, so if he's like plus one through nine, then it no shot.
Or plus one through nine, that would not be ideal.
No, it would not.
Although, I must say, what was I going to say? Having TourCast, which Dan pointed out, is very nice. I believe that's a first at this course.
That's what I think too.
It makes tracking much easier. Get some stats to see what actually is going right and what's going wrong. Granted, with a 20-man field, but yeah, it's crazy. These 8 weeks have really flown by since we've last talked. The off season's kind of weird because you have the Ryder Cup through here, which is 2 months, and then we have about another month off after this week. But the off season is mostly over, which is pretty crazy.
And this offseason specifically is just, like, weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's really flowing by, I think, personally.
And especially, just because, like, I mean, we have a podcast, and I still don't know what the hell is this next 125 or whatever the fall season is. I still don't know what that is.
Challenger Series.
The PGA Tour has really done a horrible job of, like, promoting how that actually works.
I don't really think so. The problem with it is there's no names playing, and golf is driven by names.
Yeah,
it's for the bad players.
It's
not bad
quite
players.
Literally for the bad players.
See, I was trying to be kinder than players, but
I think
the less talented.
I think they'll take that. I call it a risk because it is. I guess I think they knew that the viewership was obviously going to be down this fall, but if they can get bigger names in more fields from February to August, I think that is when they'll make their hay in terms of viewership, in terms of things like that. I think that's kind of what they're hoping for. And then obviously when you get the support of the PIF, I don't think money's like that. Money's not tight, certainly, for the PGA Tour. So, it was an interesting fall. I think people were just trying to maintain their tour cards. I don't know of any massive stories coming out of it. But I think it's nice. Like, golf deserves some time off. I think football is just going to take people's attention. Restart of hockey, restart of basketball. I think golf, absolutely, golf fits nicely in. Like, I'm pretty excited for this week, and I think I'll be really excited for the century. Like, I think that'll be cool.
Yeah, like, I'm excited for this week, but, like, I don't want to watch golf all December.
Yeah, no, exactly.
This is good. This is a good, like, in between the end of the real season, basically, after the Ryder Cup, to the century. It's an exhibition with official world golf ranking points, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfectly placed in the schedule.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Do we know, this is kind of off topic, but NBC's on the coverage. Do you know who filled the seat?
Yes,
we do.
Taken by the Zinger,
Mr. McGinley.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not full time. Like, I guess,
which is, in my opinion,
could be a tryout.
Absolutely fine with me.
He's been. Yeah, I think people have liked him a lot on the golf.
Yeah,
I forget what the show's called, but with.
He's with Leah Live from.
Yeah, Brandel and oh man, who's that other guy? You Lerner? Both know who I'm talking about.
Rich Lerner. Rich Lerner.
Rich Lerner. Yes.
It's a phenomenal trio.
Rich it Lerner, is. Brandel, and Paul McCann.
Well, Brandel has his goods and his bads.
Yeah. Well, I think, and people were saying that Paul McGinley.
For comedic purposes.
Yes.
Paul McGinley debated well with Brandel a lot.
Nothing like a good old golf discussion turning into a murderous dictator discussion.
I forgot who was the guest on it that really dictated. Oh, Brad Faxon and Brandel. I don't know if you recall that. Faxon was hilarious with Brandel. Just blank, like straight looking him in the eyes. And like, that was funny. But yeah, McGinley's cool. Azinger really doesn't do anything for me. I don't want to say I'm happy he's gone because like he wasn't bad.
He just
but
he lost.
There's no needle being moved with Paul Azinger.
Yeah, he lost his fastball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he have a fastball?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I think he had a screwball, a splitter, a slurve,
and a knuckleball that would get away,
and a knuckler that.
He would never not discuss pressure, that's for sure.
Yeah. He liked to throw curves at the top of the zone sometimes, but
hit the backstop. Ones that would bring home runs in from third.
I mean, have you guys seen any names linked? Or like is there a list? I feel like I can't off the top of my head, I can't think of other than Mickelson. But obviously that's not happening. But like, I don't know.
Can you imagine Brandel and Mickelson both working for the same company?
That would be all time. I mean, maybe what if they just bring Faldo out of retirement?
Faldo goes from CBO. Well, I mean, he did MVC work. He did the weekday.
Yeah. Coverage. Well, I think he likes doing the open. I don't know if Faldo.
I don't know where they're going to go.
What if they just get, I was going to say, what if they got Catalan, but it couldn't be him? Yeah.
Who, is it Aaron Oberholzer?
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
They could do him.
But he's on the, isn't he on the course a lot?
Yeah, but I'm saying they could bump him.
Just bump him up?
Yeah, I'd assume they'd hire someone that's already on staff. Just like Immelman.
I mean, it is at the end of the day a color guy, though. I mean, you could bring in someone pretty...
Yeah, like I think you'd want somebody that has experience.
You do,
like,
but I doubt they want to spend
like Mickel. This would be perfect for Mickelson if everything hadn't transpired.
Really, yeah, the amount of money Mickelson would ask for would be out of this world. He'd probably ask for Brandel to be fired as well too, if he ever would or were to consider it.
You ever think? Tiger
but at the end
be?
Of the day, I feel like Phil is more valuable. Like Phil, before everything he did, is more valuable than Brandel.
Yeah, but Phil would ask for 25 times the amount of money that Brandel's probably making.
But he'd also get Brandel fired. So,
were you gonna say then?
I was gonna say, do you think Tiger would ever do it, or do you think he'd be good at it?
Good, yes, but again, like I don't know. Like, again, he'd cost a ton of money, too. I don't know what the networks would spend. The thing with Tiger would probably bring viewers, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I guess that's the other thing. Like, NBC can't – they can't splash on a commentary like ESPN did with Aikman and Buck.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine Immelman cost CBS a ton. But he's awesome, right? But
yeah, I'd agree.
They got to find kind of a – it could be an Oberholzer. I hope they don't send Smiley Kaufman up there too soon.
That's what someone sent me in my DMs.
I think he needs some more time.
It seems kind of early.
I mean, what if Bones just doesn't want to walk the course anymore?
Bones would be fine with me.
Or do you think you need like a player input?
He seems to be fine on JT's bag at the moment.
Bones, are you saying, I don't think it needs to be a player. Like Bones would work for that as well.
Yeah, fair enough. But sure, Dan.
I think anything's an improvement
too. Oh, Azinger.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. You need somebody to mention when it's a match play situation on the back nine on Sunday. But ventured off topic here. Any who's on the bag this week? Because Greller is not, and I haven't paid too much attention to who is.
Eric Leyendecker? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes, I follow him on Instagram.
I think he's a high school friend of Jordan's.
Yeah, pretty sure. He is.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. We shall see how good Mr. Leyendecker is. What do you think Greller's up to these days?
Very good question why Greller isn't there. Not only is there any controversy or anything.
I don't think, I mean, we're not going to speculate. Everyone's like trying to make something that probably isn't. Like,
no.
Like nothing's happened between them two, at least I don't think.
No, not at all. There could be some familial obligation.
I think if there was.
It is an unofficial event at the end of the day.
You'd hear more. And Spieth would have a more, with all due respect to Mr. Leyendecker, he'd probably have a more official looper on the bag this week if that was a
very true
permanent option.
Yeah, it would be like a tryout.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I'm excited. I don't have a ton more to add. I guess maybe Weatherman Dan goes to look at the weather really quickly.
I think we can just like, I think we've covered basically everything it is for this week. I mean, I know that it's been, I say this every week. I just want to see something, man. Something that gives me hope for the new year.
Yeah. Well, if you had to like, kind of expand on that, like what would make you the most, other than like a win obviously, but like what kind of would give you a
definitely
confidence,
like showing that like some strut in his step, like some confidence, some effort. Maybe let's tee off on the right tee boxes this year. I mean it doesn't get more effortless than not looking at which tee box you're supposed to be at. Thanks to old man Stenson for not also noticing. But yeah, I like, let's not be popping farts out in the middle of two footers. Let's look for the bare minimum this week.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see him like oozing with confidence on the greens. I'd love to see him like pouring in 10 footers with speed and not like,
yeah,
tentative strokes. I'd like to see 10 footers not left short, please.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, we're literally just asking for the bare minimum here.
Yeah. Let's be, so you'd like to see him be a professional golfer, basically, is what you're saying. Yeah. Jordan, do you have any
take it seriously? I don't need great play. I don't need a win. Although starting January 1st of the century, I expect a win. I expect the full repertoire of weapons. The season really starts January 1st. No DFL. Again, just the bare minimum would be nice. No fours, routine fours. I think a good ask would be for him to play better than he did in Rome. Because Rome was rough.
Besides Sunday. This is a relatively hard golf course for PGA Tour standards, I believe. Like, I think the winner's usually around, like, what, 12, 15-ish?
Maybe, yeah, it's a little bit easier than that.
I think it gets easier. Last
year was tough. But last year, the dispersion of scores was weird.
So Spieth goes, I mean, I don't have the numbers in the back of my head, like, what the par is, like, what this even adds up to. But if he goes, like, 68, 71, 70, 60,
that'd be
seven,
a good week.
And
he'd
finishes like T.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like
Jay
what?
Spieth
he'd be like
plus
what?
One last year.
Like he'd be like six under, like finishes like T12. Are you happy with the T12 this week? Like,
I mean, I'd appreciate not finishing like 10 plus strokes back off the winner. But...
Oh my God. And you guys
but
remember
the upgrade over the 17 shots he finished behind Hovland last year?
He was 24 back of Hovland in 21. He was plus six, and Rory was an 18th and was minus six in 2021.
Spieth, the last couple times he's played at this course, has finished seven over par. So maybe red digits would be a good expectation.
Yeah, so I looked at the weather. little bit of wind. Enough to probably keep it around 15 to 17. I think my
Hovland's beat him by 41 shots the last 2 years.
That's hilarious. I think a good, just like, I don't know if be in touch with the lead, but just be like in with the rest of the pack. Don't be
like a reason to get up on Saturday morning would be nice.
Or afternoon.
Sure. Yeah. Or just
late
like,
afternoon.
Well,
just like if the average, I guess what I want is a positive strokes gained.
That'd be nice.
Which I think would be nice. Or if it's 12th place and it's like minus half a shot, that's fine.
Yeah, that'd be
something,
cool.
Something kind of
sad that we're settling for minus half a shot to the field. But
yeah, that's all we need. That Data Golf needs some more green. I have not looked at the Data Golf in a long time. But
all right. My last like question that I want to bring up. I know we joked about the A minus, but if Spieth does win this week, how does your opinion of this calendar year change?
It doesn't change much.
That would help his official world golf ranking a good amount.
I think he'd move like up to 11th, I think I saw.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the most Fugazi win you could possibly have, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Woods for finishing dead last moves up like 500 spots.
Yeah. I think it changes. What? I think I gave him a D minus maybe for the calendar year. I'd give him a C minus.
That seems fair.
I think it gives me more optimism, obviously, going into Century. Sure. Unless he decides that this is a great triumph and he needs a month off before, because everything's clicking and he worked so hard to win this week. But I think he's I bet you we hear he's trending at some point this week. We hear that word out of his mouth. So
after the 68 on Thursday,
after the 268 to be five back on Thursday, oh my goodness. It's a flat circle with Jay Spieth. You just get the same.
You're playing against the opponents, not the golf.
You want to know what I was thinking about recently with Jay Spieth? It's crazy how many no names have the ability to fire like a few first round 64, 63s in a year. And Spieth just can't do that purely because he makes too many mental mistakes, even when he's playing his best golf.
I mean,
like all of his 65 should be 63s.
I guess, but Memphis was really good, right?
Yeah, yeah. Memphis was probably the only year I can think one this year I can
Phoenix.
Think of that was like
Phoenix had a 63 in round 2.
I
mean,
that
he
was
look. I think part of the to that point, part of the Jay Spieth thing is that like he probably could have shot a 61 and he probably could have shot a 69, but so the 64 is actually or the 65 is actually like a pretty good. Like bar, like he as much as he gives away some shots, he like holds something.
Yeah, he pulls
like,
some out of his ass for sure.
That's
but
ridiculous. Like, what is that? That should not.
I guess
be
you're
a...
right. But he also puts himself there by shanking 8 irons.
Right. That's a good point. Missing the green, short sided,
with a 58 degree. Is
yeah, 30-yard bunker shot from 165 yards is in the bag, so to speak. And it's like
it's
well,
definitely a shame that we have to see so many highlights.
Yeah, that's I think that's a good way to put it there too.
Jordan Spieth with 2 feet in the water. Well, let's not be here in the first place.
I always love the Kyle Porter tweets that it's like just says Spieth and then leader up top, and he's just in the trees, like or in a bush or something like that. Those are my favorite. Just like.
There's some native area this week we'll have to contend with.
Oh yeah, just see with like a hybrid out behind a bush in a sandy area and Spieth leader. Oh,
there will be waste there, native area, a couple times a guarantee.
Yeah, and there could be some splash emojis on the old.
Alrighty, let's not talk about
on
it.
The old feed. I'm gonna knock on some wood, but
there you go.
I'm
all right. Here's the Here's what's really interesting is, so all of our sports happiness that we have had recently, I mean, ASU football is doing great. but with the Dolphins, the Rangers, Arsenal's at the top of the Premier League, the Ravens are doing well, Michigan just won, they could win a natty. Does the inevitable T17 this week send all of our other teams into a spiral?
It's a good question. Follow?
I mean,
I don't know
maybe
if there's correlation there.
It would be funny if Jay Spieth finishes dead last and the Patriots score 45 points or something like that. Like, I think then you know somebody's controlling all of this stuff.
M. Jones, 300 passing yards versus.
Yeah, M. Jones throws for 375 and 4 touchdowns.
Darian Lowe, no pressure.
But Darian Lowe, BFF's highest rated tackle for the week.
Dan, do you like Caleb Williams to the Patriots? Do you like that? Mr. Schlaber likes that a bit too much.
I mean, I'm not opposed. I
mean, yeah, think
it's better than an upgrade.
Yeah, it's certainly an upgrade. yeah, Mac Jones is done in New England. I think there's a lot. We could use everything on offense. So
isn't JJ a senior?
JJ is a junior. My guess is JJ is gone.
Yeah. JJ second round of the pass.
Mr.
McCarthy.
If there's a combo of Jay Alt and Jay McCarthy. Shoot.
That sounds like Belichick to me.
I ain't mad at it.
Mr. McCarthy will be the next Mac Jones.
he throws a faster fastball than Mac Jones.
And it can move, right?
And it spins pretty tight. So, oh yeah, he can run. Yeah, that's
he can move
a little bit. Mac Jones has the yips. Actually, it's kind of sad to watch.
At the end of the day, Mac Jones just can't play the defensive side of the ball like his predecessor.
No, he can't. He can. He can't play it as good as like L. Jackson either, though.
Well, L. Jackson actually has a good like an P. elite Holmes. Like. Level talent at defense. So did the
Patriots.
Yeah, but he willed them at points as well.
Yeah, but
no defensive team is ever
okay,
good
so
enough
I think,
to
I think
win with 13 points in the Super Bowl.
That's the Belichick effect right there though.
Okay.
Like it's not if you're gonna say that, then I think it's not all Brady because Belichick
never said it was. In fact, I agree with you. It was not all Brady.
Belichick, he's I mean the Patriots have given up 40 points the last 3 weeks and we're 0-3. Like I'm not really sure what you can do about that. That's like scoring 150 points in fantasy each week and losing. Like
score a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, I guess just play better. Play better, Patriots. Play better. But it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But, no, yeah. It's bad up there in Foxborough. Really bad. It's all right, though.
Well, not as bad as...
sacrifice for the JJ McCarthy.
Not as bad as the football here in Tempe.
Aren't they... What are they? 130th out of 133 teams in some...
Yeah. BFF Adam.
And they finished standings wise 8th in the Pac-12.
Hey, it's
out of 12.
Bad. 8 out of 12. Not bad. Sounds not like a Mac bad. Jones stat line.
Better than Cal, Stanford, and Colorado.
Wow. They beat the prime times.
the prime times finished 1-8 in the conference. So
I thought we won Shandera two games.
We won two games.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we upset UCLA as 20-point underdogs.
That's right.
At the Rose Bowl.
Man, Chip Kelly. I might be at the Rose Bowl.
Chipper. Cool.
Should be crazy. Good. But that's for another day. All of our focus is locked in on Albany Golf Club.
The Albany Golf Club.
I think that's what it's called.
Dude, I think it's just Albany.
No, it's at Albany Golf Club.
Oh, I apologize to the golf club of Albany.
No, actually,
it's in New Providence, I think.
New Providence, correct.
Actually, it might just be Albany.
I think it's only Albany.
I think the Bahamas are just stealing all of our cities. Providence, Albany.
Yeah, I think we took them from Europe, though.
Yeah, but the Bahamas is, well, technically the Bahamas is like, or no, I think they gained their freedom from Britain, like in like the 90s or something.
Maybe
like,
next on the, maybe on the recap you can give a little history lesson of
yeah, I'll go into research as I'll just do that on top of all of my final exams that I have to deal with.
Thank you for your service.
Anytime. Putting in more work off the course than speed is anyways.
Yeah.
But all jokes aside, we will put faith in the little man.
Hey, hey
come
hey.
Through.
That's the little man. Come on,
we. I'm putting faith.
You're talking about
in...
Brian Harmon, right?
Yeah. Is he playing this week?
Harmon tees off first.
Good.
With
put some respect on
taking
him.
Over the 2 year HV3 spot in the last some of the.
He is the champion golfer of the year, you know.
He is. Put he respect is. On Mr. Harmon's name.
That's great. It's funny to think that that's like.
Brian what, Harmon. That Brian Harmon has?
You mean not a fair fight?
Yes.
Wasn't a fair fight at Liverpool.
Not a major. An all-time dominant win.
All-time putting
and
performance.
And Spieth was only five back at one point.
Yeah.
I was getting anxious on the grounds.
Spieth was tied for first on Thursday.
Yeah.
And what was it? 30. How many holes was it? 24 or 36, where it was like really nice and it went to crap.
For Jay Spieth, I think he was, after 27, he was solo too.
Now I'm sad.
Yes. Just wait till his 2-under front nine gets the juices going on Thursday.
That will get my juices going, actually.
I think
I would love to see top six or seven after day one would be nice.
Yeah. And if he does that, though, it'll be because he hit 8 greens and just chipped
and parred. Just do it, man. Just do it.
Butt off. Yeah. And then follows it up with a whopping 74.
I mean, besides the short game, nothing's great. So just score. I don't care how you do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Get the job done. Do yes, your sir. Job.
Do your job.
Do your job.
On to right. Cincinnati. On to the retirement home for Mr. Belichick.
we've gone off the rails. This is great.
We all have. Right. It was a pleasure being back.
It was.
It was.
It's always fun to talk with these gentlemen. Sometimes we forget we're even talking for people. So
yeah. Just wait till Ten Hag has a master class tomorrow. It's Galatasaray. Anyway.
Yeah, the Arsenal game is not meaning.
It's in Turkey. You guys are going to lose.
So. No, we're not.
Well,
we
really
have fun. We have Colby Mainu. Colby Mainu. He's saving us. He's 18. He's a boy, and I'm a man, and I'm hoping that he saves us.
Oh, man. All right.
Scenes.
Okay. We'll see you guys in the recap.
That's all we got.
Heard enough. Take care.